live, and you are invited to take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231 tonight. It is Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com, and the site itself actually allows you to influence some of the things we'll talk about here on the program. And, of course, the best way to influence the show is to pick up your phone and call in. But absent that, you can go to freetalklive.com. You can submit show prep suggestions. Other listeners can vote them up or down. You can vote up and down things, too. And the most popular items will make it to the front page of the site, meaning we'll be more likely to see them and use them on the air. So head over to freetalklive.com and get interactive. So coming up tonight here, lots to talk about. We'll start out with something from our friends over at copblock.org. Copblock.org, great new website relatively new within the past few months, that is doing a real super job of kind of keeping up to date with some of the police abuse stories. Certainly they can't catalog them all, but they're certainly following a few of them over at copblock.org. And here's one. Brought to you by CopBlock. Waterbury cop takes plea deal. Republican American rep-am.com reporting here. Waterbury, a former city police officer arrested last year when police found cocaine, marijuana, and a digital scale in his crashed pickup truck, was spared prison time Wednesday after he accepted a plea deal in Superior Court. But Francis Frank Brevetti didn't escape the court system unscathed. He'll have to live with a felony conviction on his record. Brevetti, 29, was fired by the police department last year for gross misconduct after the Watertown police say they found drugs packaged to sell and a scale in his pickup truck after it crashed into a tree at 2 a.m. Presumably he was behind the wheel. Although Brevetti was charged with a list of crimes, including selling drugs, he pleaded to a felony count of tampering with evidence and a misdemeanor charge of marijuana possession. Brevetti was given a suspended 3-year prison term and was placed on probation for 3 years. A minor motor vehicle infraction filed against him was nullprost by the prosecutors.
It makes you wonder how these things happen. I mean,
what happens?
How they get caught. I mean,
well, he ran into a tree or something.
Right, but I mean, was he knocked unconscious? Is that how they came upon the scale and bags of cocaine? Because you would think that, well, if you were conscious, you'd take a little time to get that out of the way so they wouldn't see that kind of stuff. But, you know, maybe it's just me.
I think that's a fair speculation that he was unable to deal, obviously, with whatever the situation was. He was unable to deal with hiding his stash at that point. The tampering charge means that Brevetti can't seek employment as a police officer, and it disqualifies him from seeking recertification from the Police Officer Standards Training Council. His attorney said he's hurt. He's upset by it. He's got to find a whole new career. A poor baby.
My heart goes out to him.
Many people that I wonder, probably he's caught. Not only do they have to find whole new careers, but, well, they've got to find out what to do about their house that's been, that goes into foreclosure because they're not there to make payments on it, because they've been in jail for 6 months waiting for trial. Then they get a year in, county jail or prison after that. You know, this isn't the kind of thing that most people walk away from.
No, exactly. And that's really the reason why I wanted to bring this up, was it's the double standard here. Again, how many people could get away with having coke and marijuana bagged up and a scale bagged up and ready to sell? How many people would be charged with distribution of cocaine and marijuana and be able to walk away with nothing more than a slap on the hand?
Nobody.
How often does that happen?
not too often.
It blows my mind that it doesn't occur to them how bad that is affecting their public relations and the image of cops when they give special favoritism like that. And it's a public thing. It's a totally public thing. Obviously, it's being talked about on the radio, obviously.
I mean, how concerned are they, though, Dale, about their public relations? Because they're putting millions of people a year in jail cells because of the war on drugs, over 1.5 million people arrested in the last year alone, simply because of usually possession of a plant or a chemical. I mean, that looks pretty bad for their public relations.
Yeah, you have a point. I mean, it seems that their tactic, for the most part, as far as keeping people obeying, is fear. That's sure. That, they're not about trying to
Even make the system look legitimate.
Yeah, there's still the occasional effort to have, like, you know, like they have the thing at the Keene Police Department where people come and they have hot dogs and,
yeah,
and they talk about what's
–
yeah, cop day. And that's sort of a little PR thing to make cops seem like these public servants. And they do
that's a little bit
of that. But
who's going to come to cop day?
Predominantly it's fear is how they keep people under control.
Right. And if you look at the people that come to cop day, they're likely going to be the already in the cops camp type of people. The people that are really worshipful towards the police are going to be the people that are, A, going to even hear that there's a cop day in the first place, B, going to attend cop day. And so, I mean, if you look at the other things they're doing, not only are they arresting people on a regular basis for things like drug possession, but they're also out aggressing against peaceful people for things like speeding tickets and other nonsense. I mean,
and what they don't seem to get is that you can't have it both ways. You can't, right off the bat, even for just a silly, you know, even for just a very minor traffic stop, have the cop be very intimidating and terrifying in order to maintain control, you know, and they say that they're, you know, you must do that for your own protection. You have to keep the situation under control, and they do that with fear and intimidation. You can't have that and also have people be respectful of cops and see them as public servants when everyone is terrified of them and everyone gets a little jolt when they're driving down the street and sees one.
I guess it's not fair to say that everybody feels that way. There has to be a group of people, I know they exist, that when they see the cops, they don't feel that intimidation. You know, maybe because they've convinced themselves that they do nothing that is against the government's rules, that they do no breaking of the government statutes.
Well, maybe they just drive so slow that they don't have anything to worry about. Because I've turned into a slow driver over the last few years. There's just not, you know, I don't need to drive that fast. I don't feel driven like I did previously. Mm-hmm. But I still find myself going down some hills at 65, 70 miles an hour sometimes. I mean, you've got to be a pretty pokey driver in order to not have to worry about police at all.
When
my fuzzbuster goes off, my foot goes on the brake. Yeah. I don't care if I'm going to speed limit or
not worry about them at all, because you'll get pulled over for one of your lights is out.
Sure.
Brake lights out or something and whatever. Or they just run your plates and,
sure,
you know, they want to run your plates and they come up with an excuse to pull you over.
When you have that's all true. And those things can certainly happen to the police worshippers as well. And I'm sure that sometimes there are some crossover when somebody who is really worshipful toward the police is aggressed against in a way that just shatters their illusions, and they come on and they, you know, they realize the cops aren't all out there to help out. I'm sure there are stories about that. But I think in many cases, when a fanatic of the police is pulled over in one of those instances, they're usually very, very deferential to the police, mm-hmm, and very, very sorry. You know, oh, well, this is the way things are. This is what I deserve for speeding. And they have stories that they, you know, that they tell themselves that justifies what the man with a gun is doing to them. So I think that there are people out there that are not really they don't get that same feeling that we do when we see the cops. When we see the cops, we see somebody who could aggress against us and possibly harm us to the point of killing us if they don't like the way we look or the way we're talking to them.
Well, I've never experienced anything like that. My experience generally with the police is quite good.
You've never felt apprehension when a cop pulls behind you on the road?
I feel the apprehension.
That's what I'm talking
but
about.
But that's because I read the news and I see what they can do, not
right,
what they do. Generally, when I experience...
Because I said there's the possibility
that
could happen.
Right.
We realize that about them, and the people who are fans of the police, that's just not even in their purview. The idea that the cop that could be behind them would be a cop that would try to rape them or harm them or, you know, do whatever aggressive act
to
them.
Or abuse the interpretation of the law or misapply the law in order to punish them or to be petty.
It doesn't even cross their
whatever
mind.
Yeah.
It doesn't even cross their mind. So just a great example here of how it is that the cops have one set of rules for them, which is if you get caught as a drug dealer cop, you lose your job, but you don't really have to go to jail or anything like that. And if you or I were to be caught with bagged up cocaine and marijuana ready for sale, you know, drug ledger and everything, you know, all the evidence that they would need to charge you with drug dealing, man, they'd probably be some sort of minimum sentence, I would think. In many places, there are. There's more coming up here at 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live. Bring us anything.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, I'm Sarah Atkins, inventor of Better Than Rocks, the one-of-a-kind solution to planter drainage. A few years ago, I searched for a lightweight product to put in the bottom of my containers to help with drainage. I found there was nothing on the market, so I decided to develop something myself. The result is Better Than Rocks. It keeps soil in, lets excess water out, and helps oxygen reach the plant's roots by creating an air pocket in the bottom of the planter. This helps the plant absorb nutrients, which is necessary to grow healthy plants. Better Than Rocks is practically weightless, so your containers will be lighter. And it's made of 100% recycled plastic right here in North America. You can reuse it year after year, so it should never end up in a landfill.
I discovered Better Than Rocks last year, and I was happy to find my plants were much healthier, fuller, and the containers were easy to move around.
Ask for Better Than Rocks at your favorite garden center, or visit
BetterThanRocks.com.
Hi, this is Steve Shanky, Food Strag. We have stopped taking orders for the Buy 3, Get 1 Free program and have started production. Congratulations. Your choice to participate in the production of your food supply by pre-ordering will prove very wise. Shipments will begin the end of March and will be sent in the order that they were received. Now something fun. It's springtime. We all know that garden seeds aren't really a food supply, but they're a great supplement to your food reserve if you have the time and place to garden. Here's the plan. When you add a 1 month superfood spring pack to your food storage, we'll send you that garden of non-hybrid seeds absolutely free. Order now while the free seeds last. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get a real supply of food to eat while you wait for your supplemental garden to grow. Call 800-409-5633, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We've got a Shrine of Female Listeners on our website. You can go, if you're a lady listener, and become a part of the Shrine. Get all the details on the top of the site. And anybody else can just go and view the Shrine and see the dozens of ladies that have sent us their validated photo or video showing they are indeed listeners of this program. Shrine.freetalklive.com. And I added some text to the top of the Shrine to try to make it a little less confusing. I announced recently that we have a new Shriner up on the site. Sam Dragon is our newest Shriner, and people have gone there confused because they didn't see her. Well, there's different sections to the shrine. The first section of the shrine is our validated amplifier section. So the ladies at the top of the shrine are ladies who are not only validated in that they're showing in their photo or video that they listen to the show, but they also are financial contributors to the Free Talk Live AMP program, making them, you know, just a little more special. So we gave them their own section right at the top. If you scroll past the validated amplifiers, you see the regular validated Shriners, the ones that are validated, but they're not contributing financially to the program. So, I mean, we certainly appreciate them as well. They have their own section beneath the amplifiers, and that's where Sam Dragon is. So for anyone who was confused, that should help clarify things. Shrine.freetalklive.com.
HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free website builder tools and templates. You can use the code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. And they won't spam you every single day like some of the other web hosting companies will. It's HostGator.com, code FTL.
All right, 1-800-259-9231. We continue. We'll take your phone calls. And then coming up, Dale wants to talk about motivations for activism aside from anger. I think that'll be an interesting discussion. But first we go to Countryman. Countryman, listening in Athens to WAIS. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale, and Mark.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey, what's on your mind?
First off, I love that you guys rock Megadeth, man, especially Rust in Peace. Excellent music. Good
Thank
take,
you.
For
Thank
sure.
You.
All right, so the other day, 420, I had a thought, and I thought I'd share it with you guys, given that you've got the radio show and you're activists and everything. I don't really personally have much time to do anything but work and tend to my family and land and stuff. But anyway, the two things that always bothered me about 420 was, one, it's Hitler's birthday, right?
I didn't know that.
It kind of sucks to be celebrating something on the same day. You know, I know. I'm just saying that's one thing.
365 days in a year, you probably find a really bad person every day of the year.
Or at least once a week.
It might have been it might have been Mussolini or something.
Yeah, the next day might be John Wayne Gacy,
Vlad Dracula.
Right.
For sure. Just a little observance, all right. And so the other thing is that every time 420 rolls around and I hear like national propaganda radio or some other news try to talk about it, they always poke fun and use it as a chance to make people look stupid and say like,
sure,
well, today's the day that the stoners celebrate, why? Well, they're so stoned they don't even know, what I mean?
Oh yeah, the typical in the mainstream media are little snipes at marijuana consumers, and of course they always try to photograph in many cases some of the the more stereotypical of marijuana consumers, so they're not likely to shoot a picture of a man in a suit smoking a joint as much as they are the guy with the dreadlocks, simply because they, for whatever reason, have an interest in continuing to propagate this negative viewpoint of the recreational cannabis user. And you're absolutely right. In fact, if you go to freekeen.com and scroll down a bit, there's a video from Fox News where some bimbo talk show host from Boston just spends 3 minutes slamming on cannabis smokers and the 420 celebrations. And she just sounds so uninformed and so clueless. But I guess some people out there eat that stuff up.
Yeah, totally. So I thought of an idea on how you could rectify those two problems, right?
Okay.
I believe it's March 18th. I could be wrong, but it's late March was the day that back in the 70s, the Schaefer Commission gave its conclusions. Do you know what I'm talking about, the Schaefer Commission?
Yeah, remind me, please. I'm sure
okay,
I've heard
so,
of it. But...
Okay, so as far as I know, the one and only time that a congressional committee has ever studied our cannabis prohibition policies was back in the 70s under Nixon, and it was known as the Schaefer Commission. And the idea seemed to be that they would just stack this commission with conservatives, and they would come back and say, yeah, lock them up and throw away the key. But what happened was, these guys were, fiscal hawks, and they came back and said, why on earth are we spending money on this? This should not be a government issue. We should decriminalize this right away.
Yeah.
And it stunned everyone, and Nixon flipped out. And so if we move the whole 420 idea to the day this came out, right, one, like I said, I think it's late March, you get away from Hitler's birthday. But more importantly, when the news talks about it, they have to say, why do they celebrate today? because this was the day that the Schaefer Commission came out and said that this should be legal. The one and only time the government studied it, they said it should be legal.
I think it's a great idea. I don't think.
Good luck.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be particularly successful. I think
you've
got
to fight against basically the
420's got legs, yeah, a lot of legs, and I think it's a great idea if you could get it going somewhere. And if there's any group where you could get them to celebrate twice a year, it would probably be pot smokers. So you know, the attempt to create this second day is a great idea, but obviously you have to have more information because you don't know what day it is at this point.
I can tell you I'm not on board. I mean, you're going to have to convince a lot of people who are going to be able to convince a lot of other people to come on board with this. And for me, don't you smoke a
pot on that day?
Probably.
Yeah.
See? Yeah. You convinced him.
Well, I'm not saying I wouldn't come out. Well, I'm not saying I wouldn't come out for it if you put it together. Like, if you were up here, for instance, in New Hampshire and you decided you want to do a March 18th smokeout thing, then, okay, you probably have people come out to it, but to convince people to not do 420 is fairly unlikely, I would say.
Yeah, totally. Well, you know, like I said, it's just a thought that occurred to me, and if anyone was interested, you know, in discussing it, I figured y'all would at least entertain the thought for a minute.
We will always entertain whatever thoughts
you have. I am entertained.
And I thank you, Countryman, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. That is the point of this program. We will entertain whatever you want to share with us.
Whatever the cockamamie idea is, we'll go for it.
All right, so 800-259-9231. As far as the issue of the Hitler's birthday thing, it seems to me that what matters is that you're celebrating whatever it is you're celebrating, that you don't focus on all of the other terrible things that happened in the past on that particular day. You focus in the now. You celebrate what you're there to celebrate.
Sure, but I think you made a good point. You know, what does 420 mean? Well, then you get into this murky bit of urban legend, and nobody really seems to know. Whereas if it was designed around this commission that he's talking about, the Mitchell Commission, what did he say? That'd be great.
I like the mystery of it, though. I like that, there's all these different stories about where 420 originated, and no one knows for sure. As long as no one knows, it's all of them.
Sure.
They're all true.
What does it matter anyway, where it originated? What matters is now. What matters is what it means to people today.
I like the reporter who said he gave the story that he'd heard and said, that's just too good of a story to actually check the facts on. So he admitted he hadn't followed it.
Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
Are you considering taking herbal supplements instead of overpriced and potentially dangerous pharmaceutical drugs, but just not sure where to start? Are you confused by the thousands of products and brands? What if you could find what you're looking for in herbal supplements from one source without the guesswork? You can at researchedherbs.com. Products at researchedherbs.com are backed by over 1,100 clinical trials, endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. And our products are manufactured by a family-owned company that's been around for 80 years and makes 20 billion herbal pills every year. All that means trust, safety, and assurance for you. The journey to better health begins and ends at researchedherbs.com. Call us toll-free at 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486. Researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, inviting you to take control of the airwaves. You can dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features, they are free, including news updates. You can get them via email or Twitter or Facebook or all of the above if you'd like. Just go to news.freetalklive.com to get signed up. Totally free. That's news.freetalklive.com.
How soon do you want to get started teaching that child special to you about the ideas of liberty? I figured I couldn't start soon enough with Jack. An Island Called Liberty is a picture book for children, and I read it to him all the time. It's kind of like Ayn Rand meets Dr. Seuss. It's simple story, graceful rhymes, and beautiful illustrations on every page will make it one of any child's favorite. Go now to freemarketunderdog.com. See some of the samples there and order today. There's a 10% discount for listeners of Free Talk Live with the coupon code FTL at freemarketunderdog.com for the book An Island Called Liberty.
All right, 800-259-9231. We go to your phone calls about what you want. Amy is listening in Canton to WCER. Hello, Amy.
Hello, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, with that guy calling up and pointing out that it was Hitler's birthday today, or for the 420 thing, I just wanted to point out that it was also the anniversary of the Columbine massacre. Mm-hmm. And I think that everybody should take into note that that occurred also and have a moment of silence maybe in your celebrations for that.
So should we have moments of silence if we're going to have a celebration, for instance, like, you know, any old day you might have a celebration, Thanksgiving or Christmas or someone's birthday. Should there be a moment of silence for all of the tragedies that have occurred on the days prior and in years prior? Because I just was taking a look here online, factmonster.com. They've got a little day in history feature on their site. Today, April 22nd, I just figured I'd look to see, well, what happened? At least a selection, right? Because there's a lot that happened in history on April 22nd, the day we're recording this program and broadcasting this. So they don't have it all here, but here's some of it. Armed immigration agents took Elian Gonzalez from the Miami home of his relatives to unite him with his father. You may remember seeing the famous photo that was taken of the man with the government agent, the goon, with a machine gun trained on this little boy and his family. It was just a disgusting, frightening scenario. And now, by the way, I saw an update on Elian Gonzalez. By the way, he's I guess in the
27.
he's in the military in Cuba and is looked to as like this national hero or something like that. So basically, by aggressing against him with the police state, they turn him into a national hero down in Cuba. But that's one thing. I mean, should we also go ahead and just have a moment of silence for the history of the kidnapping of Elian Gonzalez and every other day that something awful happened in history?
Yeah. Probably. I mean,
no, I say no. Why bother spending all of that time on what has gone by? I think it's important to learn from history. It's important to observe it.
I actually take the complete opposite position. I think that we mourn so that we can move on. And you're not doing it right if you're still doing it years and years later. I think the whole point of mourning is so that you can get on with your life, because you know it's necessary. We have to go through that. We have to. You know, September 11th is an example I've used in the past. We are way past the point where we should still be mourning about September 11th. And the fact that we still do is being used to keep promoting a police state and homeland security and further infringements on our rights.
Exactly.
And it's a tool that's being manipulated. So I don't think we need to have moments of silence for things that happened a decade ago or more. I mean, I think we need to let go and move on.
Your thoughts, Amy?
You're probably right, and I didn't want it to get undermined or forgotten, though.
Yeah, I'm kind of on the fence on this. I mean, being a Quaker, I don't believe in respecting one day over another, but I think that it's a reality that there are holidays and days are, you know, people look at days as being special in some way, and I think that there are things to be, you know, sort of reminded of in the past. Yes, I think that you can learn your lessons and move on, but at the same time, humans are forgetful beasts.
But no,
and they have to be reminded of their lessons,
too.
Learning it
is important. Knowing our history is important and learning from it. Don't get me wrong. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying. I'm saying just stop. Don't continue the mourning process.
Right.
And that's what I see the moment of silence as. I think it's good to have those for a recent occurrence. And to take a moment and you know, we want to burn that into our memory and learn from it and make it a part of our history that we teach to the future generations.
But
I don't think we should continue to mourn indefinitely.
Right, to make a habit out of continuing to observe this sadness in the past. I mean, what good is that going to do for you?
I think it's very
bad. Right. Well, I mean, it's like the same thing about Hitler's birthday. I mean, Hitler, his birthday? Really? Are you serious? You know?
I'm sure Hitler's birthday was a very, very happy day when he first was born. There wasn't anything terrible. How about we mourn the days that he killed people and ordered people's deaths? That's probably all year long that he did horrendous, terrible things. Thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you, Amy, at 800-259-9231. Not that I have any objection to sentimentality and reflecting on things. And if there's, you know, for instance, I mean, I would never tell somebody, well, your dad died today, and you shouldn't give a damn about that, you know, 5 years later. I would never tell anybody that, and I don't think that's not really what we're saying here. I think that if there's something special that's really important to you, then you need to take whatever time out to do whatever it is that you think is right. But to take time out to, you know, to focus on things that didn't even really have directly to do with you simply because something bad happened in the past.
And I think
it's very excessive.
People, for instance, I know that I wouldn't expect someone, I wouldn't say to someone that it's not healthy for them to go visit, perhaps, you know, the grave of a family member that they cherished on a regular basis. I think there's this sort of notion of this sort of impressing it upon the culture to continue mourning, and that's what... That sort of collectivist promotion of an endless mourning is a little creepy to me.
And
it's a manipulated thing. It's used to manipulate people often.
To some extent, I think what she was saying is she was really just providing a counterpoint to the Hitler's birthday thing, you know?
800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I kind of see it as a difference between going and visiting your loved one's grave who died however many years ago on a regular basis and going and having a yearly memorial service for Princess Diana.
Right.
Like, one of them really should have meant something to you, and the other one really shouldn't. And it kind of reminds me of what happened when it's just so sickening to me when somebody like Princess Diana or Michael Jackson passes away, and all of these people turn out of the woodwork and come out and they bring flowers and they cry and they, you know, they go through.
It's almost worshipful. It's you know, it's almost worshipful. This sort of feeling close to this celebrity that you've never even met, you know.
Yeah, and
it's a little weird.
It is weird, and I think it's an extension of this pop culture obsessed society that we live in the Western world, where so many people are focused on the lives of other people. They're focused on who's Brad dating this week
it
or Angelina.
It probably says something about how empty their lives feel to them, and that's probably something that they ought to address. You know, if you're filling it up, if you have holes in your own life and you're filling it up with these fantasy figures, essentially, you know, that's what you're doing. And then maybe you should look and see, like, what can you do in your own life so that you don't have that need.
There's certainly a point that one takes it too far. And I don't doubt, you know, if you're mourning the 10th anniversary of Princess Di's death, like, you've taken it too far. But at the same time, you know, I feel connections to certain actors, and I don't think that's bad or wrong or anything like that. People say things, for instance, the Liberty Forum, they say, hey, how's Jack? I've never met this person in my life, but they know about me because I do this radio show, they listen to me, and that's not bad or wrong or anything weird. So, you know, I think there's a line to be had.
I would agree with that. I might think to myself, oh, my favorite actor died. Well, what a shame. I won't get to see any more of his movies. He really was talented. But to cry about it and to remember it and to spend all this time getting emotional about him, I don't even know who he is. It's Free Talk Live.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenPaks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
Say goodbye to clogged gutters and the dangerous job of dangling from a ladder to clean them, and say hello to the gutter brush. I recommend this effective, affordable, do-it-yourself solution because it works. Imagine a giant cylinder-shaped brush that fills your gutter, providing continuous 360-degree protection by blocking leaves and debris while allowing water to flow right through. Installation is as simple as sliding the gutter brush section into your existing gutter. It works with any roof or gutter type, and doesn't require any tool for insulation. Don't make another bad investment by spending thousands of dollars to keep your gutters flowing. In most cases, just the $300 to $400 will protect your entire home, and you can do it yourself. Trust me, this is a great product. Just visit gutterbrush.com today or call 888-397-9433. That's gutterbrush.com, 888-397-9433.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Join Dale over at anarchyinyourhead.com. I believe you just posted a fresh cartoon today.
Yes.
So folks can go and see hundreds of many, in many cases, very liberty-oriented cartooning over at anarchyinyourhead.com, plus some essays and thoughts by our very own Dale, anarchyinyourhead.com.
If you're thinking about making a major purchase, stop. Don't do anything until you go to cleaningcredit.com or you call their toll-free number, which is right on the front of their webpage, and I'm going to give it to you here shortly. They can help you with any kind of derogatory credit reports that the credit reports that may be on your credit report, and it'll save you thousands of dollars in the long run. Cleaningcredit.com. They help you to dispute foreclosures, bankruptcies, judgments, liens, collections, late payments, or any other kind of derogatory credit. They're part of the Better Business Bureau for more than 6 years, and they are a law firm. It's cleaningcredit.com or call this number. 877-733-CREDIT. 877-733-CREDIT.
All right, 800-259-9231. Ladies, continue to come first here on Free Talk Live. Christine in Colorado, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey, thank you. I am really enjoying the show. I tell you all, I have not been on your show for so long, and I got an email from a friend talking about today's show, so I went over there, and I am just going to have to start tuning you guys in all the time. I really appreciate the show.
Well, that is just super. What did your friend have to say?
I saw it on Facebook, and they were promoting the show and a couple of the topics you were going to talk about during the day, and I was like, man, I haven't tuned into Free Talk in so long.
I
mean, it's been incredible.
How would they know what we're going to talk about?
I received an email stating that you were going to have a guest later on, Jacob Hornberger, and
yes.
I always pay attention to the Future of Freedom Foundation. They have some of the best discussions I've ever heard, so that got my attention, and then once
excellent.
I was on your website, it was like, I got to start tuning you in all the time.
Okay, I was a little confused, because normally we don't even know what we're going to talk about until, like, right up before the start of the show.
And I heard it from two people, which was good. Yeah. One was, like, in their email, and then another one.
Uh-oh.
Or someone posting on Facebook, and it was like, oh, yeah, you know, almost yep. forgot about that. So
I know that
I'm just glad.
Pete Ayer from MotorhomeDiaries.com,
exactly
he posted
right.
something today. And I had to correct him just on one little point, and that was that we're not going to have Jacob on from the Future of Freedom Foundation during our live program. He has already been recorded. Mark, you came in before the show tonight. You recorded one of your Mark's interview series, and that's going to be attached to tonight's podcast.
Yeah, you'll have
oh,
to
okay.
download it afterwards. So
well, very good. Well, I'm glad nevertheless. I have to tell you, when you turn on radio talk shows, they just are so banal and so boring, and you guys are fantastic, so I'm going to have to start tuning in regularly. I'm really
all right,
glad.
So that's enough of a pump-up of Free Talk Live, Christine. Was there
yeah,
actually,
I hate
no,
that
let
stuff.
Go,
I got 2 points.
Okay. Thank goodness you actually have something to say. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, I always do.
Okay, good.
2 points. One, in regards to your discussion about people's observance of days and how they take it overboard,
yeah.
I really believe this is due to people irrationality and their emotionalism. And I think one of you made a reference to it earlier. This is the herd mentality. This is the very reason the federal government and statists in general are able to control people, because they want to feel a part of a group. And even when the issue or the remembrance, let's say, is something that everybody, I mean, who can speak against it? But if you're going on 5 years, 6 years, I mean, I live in Colorado. I mean, Columbine was a disaster. I mean, it was horrible. It was horrific. However, you know, I believe that this takes the place for actually doing good and taking action. People feel good without actually doing good, and they need to go from one holiday or one observance to another, and they feel like they're living when, in fact, they are just existing. And you see the emotionalism over that. Now, there's no doubt all the feelings are coming out, but that's not the use of the mind for what's in the heart. If you really are concerned about those issues, let's say it was Columbine, then you ought to turn that into action and work against all this gun control. You ought to turn anything that brings those emotions in and
that's
take action.
Point. I like that a lot. Not only, you know, work against gun control, but also work against government schools.
Exactly. Government schools, I mean, that right there inherent is the problem. Out here in Colorado, we're having quite a debate, and then I'll get my second point real quick, which also relates to 420 in Colorado. But, you know, we're having this debate over at CU about concealed carry. We're talking about adults who have who have their permit, and then here are some officious bureaucrats telling them that they can't carry on campus. And you're only making the campus more dangerous. Also
yep,
in Colorado,
true.
It relates to the exact same thing, about 420. I'm looking at, and I'd like to share something I'm doing with you in regards to both of those issues, if I may. But we got a legislator out here who is trying to regulate our medical marijuana dispensaries. Well, basically, his legislation would make them non-existent, and they wouldn't even be able to provide it. And the whole problem comes because we're asking the government for permission for something that is a right already.
Yeah.
So, you know, I was thinking of that on 420. And may I share a website on something that I'm doing that addresses both of those issues?
You are great, Christine. You are a firebrand. You've got passion, I can tell. Go ahead, share the website, and then Dale wants to come back to one of your other points.
Oh, I would appreciate that. Thanks, Dale. Well, I'll tell you what I decided to do. I'm taking action, and I'm running for the State House in Colorado against the man that wants to regulate all of these things. And I invite everyone to my website, which is electchristinesmith.com. I need to say no more.
Christina
it's all
Smith.
Up there.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay.
You're practically a celebrity in the libertarian circles.
Yeah, you ran for president in
2008. Yes, I did. And, you know, that was a fascinating experience. I learned a lot, and I met a lot of good people across this country. I won the California Libertarian primary by landslide over the other LP candidates. But, you know, what happened in Denver was a travesty, you know. But that aside, I'm looking at what good can I do, and I can do a lot of good in the state of, like, in the state of Colorado. And I'd ask your listeners, I don't care where you live, you'd like to see a strong fighter for liberty stand up in a state house, please help me. Come over there, give me any ideas, volunteer, contribute. I sure need it.
From what I could tell of what I did read of yours, and you still continue to do some blogs here and there, some opinion pieces, is there a website that those are posted on, or is that also at your campaign site?
No, the campaign site is really what I'm focused on. I had a pretty good, very strongly visited blog for quite a number of years, but since the campaign began, public launch in January, I found that I was not keeping my blog up for weeks or even like a month at a time, and I decided just, you know, dispense with that right now because I have to devote myself to the campaign. But thank you for asking.
Okay, so Dale wanted to go back to something else.
Yeah, I liked what you said about that people don't want to actually have to do something, and I find that the manipulation that happens is it's not only sort of just an act like they're so that they're doing something, but also instilling them with fear, you know, bringing up these things, that these tragedies, and keep reminding people about it so that you can instill them with fear. And then the governments will act for us. Right. Then they
that
go
is
in,
a,
then
that
they,
is a
that's
perfect
the justification
point.
For
I
the police state.
That's the main thing, Dale, because I frankly I look at my life and I look at people like yourself and a lot of the guests that you have on your show and a lot of the participants. Those of us around the country, we are choosing something other than fear. I believe that there's two emotions in life. There's love and there's fear, and all of our feelings come under one of those. And I define love as being bold and strong and courageous, and that completely dispels all the way the government would use fear, powerful tool. Well, what if this happens? Well, if you allow people to carry guns on campus, and someone might get mad, someone's boyfriend, girlfriend, you know, they get into these insane examples, and then they instill some crazy hypothetical in people's mind, and the fear takes over.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe, you know, loving yourself is protection. It's self-reliance. It's independence. And if you choose love, then you're going to be bold and strong, and you're going to go out there and make a difference, and you're going to defy all of this. And once you identify it as fear, there's something interesting I have found. If you start to pinpoint these things that they got all their emotions tied up and their feelings tied up in, and you identify where the fear is, people do not want to identify with being weak and incapable of taking care of themselves. When you start pointing out that if you're looking to the government to provide everything for you, that you're actually weak and saying that that you're basically stupid and the government knows better than you, people don't like that, and they start to kind of open up. And I would add one other thing, if I may, to your listeners. A great tool that I have found to open up people's eyes to this, it did it for me in my life, is Frederick Bastiat's book, you know, a little short one, The Law. It changed me. It changed my life and my whole perception of socialism and any degree thereof. And it's
a good recommendation. Christine, quick question before we let you go here. So if the campaign doesn't work out there in Colorado this year, what's it going to take to get you and your passion up here to New Hampshire with these other wonderful activists?
Oh, I love what you're doing in New Hampshire, man. I really do. I've got friends that are really, I got friends who are planning to actually make the move. But I, right now, I mean, I don't know what's going to become of the election. It is actually a winnable one, and I'm going to work for it.
Are you running as a libertarian?
Pardon?
Are you running as a libertarian?
Yes, I am.
One more time, your website, Christine.
ElectChristineSmith.com.
All right. Thanks for the call tonight. We appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Hour number two is on the way. This is Free Talk Live. Look at anger. We were talking about fear. Let's look at anger coming up. Free Talk Live.
Do you need a new computer but don't seem to have the money to buy one? Is your credit stopping you from buying the newest computers that you need today? Then My Computer Club is your answer to buy that new computer or laptop now and pay for it later. Finance top quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks, no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start at just $22 a month. Go to mypccredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's mypccredit.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.